Estou a feliz. Todo bem.
Hey, welcome to today's podcast. I'm asking Anna to pipe down a little bit, as it's just kind of hard for us to get going to be professional podcasters, huh? But as soon as we pray, we become different people. Heavenly Father, hear us today. We are calling upon your name.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for your stamp of approval and your creation stamp, Lord, your inscription in society, in life, in people, in a leaf. Thank you for your presence in nature. We see it all around and we acknowledge you. Thank you for giving us life, and through your Son Jesus Christ, we have abundant life. Thank you for that abundant life. We declare, we call upon your name today as we do our studies. In Jesus' name, amen. Here's Anna.
Amen. I'm amazed at the theme of what we're reading today, because yesterday it was a focus on He cares about you, cast your cares upon Him. And lo and behold, I randomly opened From Jesus Today by Sarah Young. And let me just read through it. It says, "Remember me on your bed. Think of me through the watches of the night. When you're wakeful during the night, thoughts can fly at you from all directions. Unless you take charge of them, you're likely to become anxious. Your best strategy is to think about me during your night watches. Start communicating with me about whatever is on your mind. Cast all your anxiety on me because I care for you. I'm taking care of you. This makes it possible for you to relax and rejoice in the shadow of my wings. When you remember me during the night, think about who I really am. Ponder my perfections, my love, joy, and peace. Rejoice in my majesty, wisdom, grace, and mercy. Find comfort in my names: Shepherd, Savior, Emmanuel, Prince of Peace. Be awed by my power and glory, for I am King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thus you worship me and enjoy my presence. These thoughts of me will clear your mind, helping you see things from my perspective and refresh your entire being." And it's the scriptures say, "On my bed, I remember you, I think of you through the watches of the night," in Psalm 63:6. "Cast all your anxiety on God because He cares for you," 1 Peter 5:7. "Because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings I will rejoice," Psalm 63:7. "Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called. I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in His own time. God, the blessed and the only ruler, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. To Him be honor and might forever." 1 Timothy 6, 12 to 16. Wow, this is a lot. I know I've had situations where sometimes in the middle of the night, I'm a pretty good sleeper. I sleep pretty much straight through, but there are times when the enemy's trying to attack my thoughts as I'm sleeping, and it's you stay there and you're trying, and it just keeps coming at you. So this is a good strategy that the Lord is giving us on how to combat those interruptions that come through to try to take your sweet sleep, because the scripture says the Lord gives you sweet sleep. Okay, and what is the scripture also says the enemy comes to steal. So just be aware of that, and and start to begin to meditate on who he is, his power, what does he stand for. You know, he cares about you. He says, it says here, I am taking care of you. So relax, right? Those are the thoughts we have to start penetrating in our brain. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Something interesting, you know, when you read the word, you see the little different things. And it's, we hear lots of people saying, I'm the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Right? So when when I read it, I always thought it said he's the King of all kings, which is truth. But when I said this has a little K, I didn't know, like, he's our king. See, because then it says Lord of Lords with a small L, right?
The second one.
Yes, and the one is Lord of Lords, right? Small L. So I always, when I capitalize Lord, it's caps. And then I said, Lord of Lords. There's only one Lord, right? And so we're kings according to the scripture. Priests. And Lords. And, yeah, and that's what I was hoping you would help me with, because when I looked at it, I'm like, oh. I always thought it was, of course he's the Lord of everything, that's for sure. But anyway.
You can call me Lord Fernando.
Milo, oh yeah, when Sarah called me Lord, she called Abraham that. That's why I get that. Okay, so I do that, but it's like he's the king of us.
Amen.
That's I guess that's a personal thing.
It just doesn't it just sound right that we are made in his creation? We have his inscription in us.
Yes,
and we're little K's and little
gods, right?
Yeah, we're little gods. We're made in his image. And Psalm, and Jesus says it too.
Yeah, so I guess what I'm saying is when you read the word, it does, that the Holy Spirit highlighted this. And that, like, wow, I'm a king, so you're the king of me. You know, it's like a personal thing to me that I just received. Anyway.
Yeah, I just read it in Matthew 22, around 3 in the morning this morning. I read chapter 22, and it had that verse in there. It says, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies. Why does Jesus ask the scribes a question? It says, why does King David, through the inspirations of the Holy Spirit, says, you know, Lord, something about Lord of Lords, or Lord, sit at my... And
sit at my right hand while I make
the Lord said to my Lord,
yes.
The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool.
Yeah.
And that's a very good point, because that stands for us today. If our minds are reeling and swirling and so forth, it's because we're not sitting at his footstool till I make your enemies under your footstool. Sit at his presence. So we sit in the grass and get a psalm book, a worship book, because of the preference, either humming, singing to yourself, making melody in your heart, and spending time with God while our enemies are getting beat up. Why do the enemies keep coming at us?
Yes.
If Jesus defeated Satan, why does the enemy keep coming at us and giving us trouble from sleeping, from temptation? And then Jesus prayed, deliver us from temptation. Keep us from the evil one. So it seems like temptation is the red in a bullfight. Temptation could be the red cape, you know, trying to get you mad, get you going at it. And the sword is Satan. Satan is trying to kill you, you know, and that's the temptation. And deliver us from the evil one. Keep us from temptation. And a bullfight, the strategy of the enemy is to get you out of your comfort, get you out of joy, get you into fretting, get you into worrying. And if he can keep a thought concurrent with you, going over and over in your mind, of a neighbor or a problem, or especially with brothers and sisters, because they're integrated in our blood so easily, they can easily set us off, dads and moms and... Is what we need to do is, like Anna starts laughing at them. Ha, 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 ha. You're defeated by the blood of the Lamb. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you for waking me up. You just reminded me to praise the Lord. That's what you tell them. You just reminded me to sing songs unto the Lord.
Amen.
You just reminded me to call upon the Lord and I shall be saved. You start quoting scripture.
Yes.
You start quoting Psalms 18, you know. I love the Lord because he has blessed me.
Yeah, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in peaceful waters. You know, you just start quoting the scripture. Remember whose you belong to. And the enemy has no authority treading on that and taking that. It's yours.
You know, the enemy is can be used for further us into the kingdom of God if we choose to. I don't know how many of us, when we were kids, we saw our parents go at the enemy. And I saw my parents cussing at the enemy. And I'm thinking, I think that's not what the way to... You have a kick... Cow! She said, Mom, calm down, you know? You ain't going to get nowhere, try it, you know? It just, we ain't got the power, but that's what they want, right?
They want to force you into a predicament where your Christianity is being... You know, they want to take that from you.
The answer is the Lord says in his Psalms, the Lord laughs at the enemy, at their tactics.
Yes, yes.
And so we're little Lord, with little L's.
Yes.
All right. Today's the 18th, correct?
Yes.
Jesus calling. Come to me with your plans held in your arms. Worship me in spirit and in truth. Allowing my glory to permeate your entire being. The key is his glory. Trust me enough to let me guide you through this day, accomplishing my purpose in my timing. Subordinate your myriad plans to my master plan. I am sovereign over every aspect of your life. The challenge continued before you is to trust me and search for my way through each day. Do not blindly follow your habitual route, or you will miss what I have prepared for you. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Amen.
Amen.
And with that in mind, I want to go ahead and thank you, everyone. By the way, greetings. Thank you for coming to today's podcast. We love you. Have an excellent day. Praising the Lord, singing songs unto the Lord. There's a guy on YouTube called Joseph Garlington. He sings. He sings songs. He's a minister. He also ministers. The Holy Spirit started singing a song of his the other morning, and I have yet to turn it on YouTube and start bombarding the heavens with his victory songs for the next blessing coming my way. We get our blessings through singing and worshiping God and setting the stage so we can receive a blessing, folks, a victory that's already done. I love you. God bless you.
Yes, we thank God for you. We pray for you. We just believe God has great plans for you. And enjoy the day, moment by moment, the obedience in the now. Whatever's happening, just be obedient to the Lord. He says, thank him for the situations you're going through. And all will be well.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All will be well in Jesus' name. Have a good night.
Day. Morning. Day.
Existence.
Life, yeah.